fifth great statement, and here we're going to begin to be brief. Fifth great statement, the Bodhisattva gains enlightenment, becomes a Buddha, only by relying on perfect wisdom. There's no other way. You can't become enlightened unless you develop perfect wisdom. If you get stuck in anything else lower down, you may have many worthwhile attainments, but not enlightenment, not Buddhahood. That comes only through perfect wisdom. You may be a great scholar, but that doesn't help very much. You may be deeply versed in the techniques of concentration and meditation. Even that doesn't help very much. You may be very devoted, very pious, full of faith. Even that doesn't help very much. You may be full of good works, very charitable, may give your life even for humanity, but even that doesn't help very much. Here, there's only one thing that helps, that is perfect wisdom. There's only perfect wisdom, in the sense of the knowledge of ultimate reality, face to face, directly, that will confer upon one enlightenment, Buddhahood, above and beyond Buddhism itself. Now, sixth and last statement, all the Buddhas in the three periods of time gain enlightenment by relying on perfect wisdom. There are no exceptions. If there are any enlightened persons in the past, in the present, or in the future, they will have become enlightened, not in any other way, but only by the development of perfect wisdom, only by knowing reality. There's no other way than this. And here, the Heart Sutra is absolutely unambiguous, ruthlessly unambiguous, we may say. So these are Avalokiteshvara's six great statements. And if we understand these, we shall understand the content of the Heart Sutra.